1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Israeli labor court has ruled that a general strike called over Gaza hostage crisis must end. Hundreds of thousands of workers in Israel walking off the job to protest the government's failure to return scores of hostages in Gaza. The labor court's order has largely been ignored. Thousands of hotel workers in the U.S. hitting picket lines this Labor Day. Carlos Aramano is president of Local 26 of Unite Here, their union in Boston.
Please step up. Please resolve the situation. Please pay these hardworking people in your industry what they're worth.
They're fighting for better pay and an end to pandemic-era staffing cuts and room cleaning requirements. Campaign plans involving Labor Day.
On this Labor Day, Vice President Harris is set to take the stage in Pittsburgh alongside President Biden, part of a holiday battleground state tour that will also take Harris to Detroit and her running mate Tim Walz to Milwaukee.
ABC's M. Nguyen, no plans for former President Trump. This is ABC News.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-execute comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It really does feel like we're the center of the presidential election here in the Badger State. This week, we had a visit from President Donald Trump in La Crosse, and then his running mate for Vice President J.D. Vance was in De Pere, and then the Democrats will be back here next week. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee on Monday, and President Joe Biden will be in southwestern Wisconsin on Tuesday. And expect some heavier traffic this weekend, of course. Domestic travel is expected to be 9% higher than it was last year. And a gallon of gas is 34 cents cheaper than last year, too. AAA says the busiest times on the road are Friday afternoon. Luckily, that's behind us now. And all day Monday, so just be ready to be patient. Airports are also expected to be swamped. Enjoy, and wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, please be safe on this long weekend. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
This is news from WISS and WGBW. The charitable foundations of WPS and We Energies have donated more than $1 million to their Rewarding Responders Grant Program. It's been around since 2014, and this year they're giving $175,000 to 100 emergency response agencies across Wisconsin. This year's grants include Howard Fire Rescue and the Grand Chute Fire Department. They received the grants and equipment at a ceremony yesterday. Two people in northeast Wisconsin are dead from West Nile virus. A third was in the hospital last we knew. They're the first human cases in Wisconsin this year, and they happened in Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Health officials say all three were diagnosed in July. The two who died, died in August. West Nile virus has been found in mosquitoes, animals, and healthy blood donors whose blood screened positive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the key was getting production with two outs.
We didn't add on a couple times today. I thought we had some opportunities. But all the damage we did was with two outs, right? Again, you know, like two outs, nobody on, and just a simple little walk.
The Brewers piled up eight hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth, Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
It is going to be a really nice Labor Day today. Mostly sunny, 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Mino and the Mayor Labor Day special. It's looking back at our anniversary show from June 26th. If you missed last hour, you missed the fact that Jim Schmidt, former mayor of Green Bay, forgot to cancel all the plans he had for this big outdoor extravaganza that never happened. They came to block off the street. It was crazy. This is Mino and the Mayor. Happy Labor Day from us to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Come on. Welcome back. It's a great day.
We got some texts are awesome. That is the most Mino thing ever.
Right.
I was starting to feel bad. I didn't get an invite. John, we need to hear the lady made for this. I'd like to know why you're closing my street down for a bleeping radio show. That was a true story about a lady that called a TV station. Me and Nick used to play that all the time on our show. It was recorded because we used to play it all the time. We had to clean up. I'd like to know why you're preempting my soap opera for the bleeping space shuttle. The only one better than that would be Scott Vency. The one time he played us a message he got from a guy who didn't like it. He's like, hi, Scott Vency, leave me a message. Yeah, that sounds like you. Why don't you? You got three favorite teams, Bayport, so and so, and so and so. Why don't you get a job and get a life? You're a moron.
I think that's
got another one. Happy anniversary. I'm dying laughing, Sharon. Thank you, Sharon, one of my favorite people. A good challenge would be total miles biked in 1 month now that John has a bike. I need an odometer, though. I got to get me an odometer, and I'd like an odometer. And possibly a basket.
That's actually a good one.
Yes.
Let's put that under consideration.
Okay.
Total miles biked in 1 month.
Yes. But you know, can I just say one thing, though?
Yeah.
Your win today on the weight challenge has to come with a bit of an asterisk.
What?
You've got a professional trainer.
They're open to anybody.
Professional trainer, Jim. Me, I'm out on the Fox Trail dying. People are trying to offer me water, trying to tell me to sit in the shade.
The shelter's over there.
I actually sat at St. Francis. Is it St. Francis?
Yes.
I actually sat at St. Francis's shrine a little bit yesterday. Yeah.
Todd, did you hear this lame excuse wanting to welch on the bet?
Todd being Todd, I think he would be on my side.
No,
of this.
Go ahead, Todd.
I didn't hear it, so Jim, fill me in.
Okay. Johnny said there should be an asterisk next to my
Me losing the $100 weight loss bet.
My victory. Because I have a personal trainer. And I'm like, John, you could have one too. You could have gone to a fat farm. There's a lot of stuff you could have done. But instead, you chose to.
Okay, I don't like the term fat farm.
I was just going to say, is that politically correct?
I don't think that's politically correct at all.
I think that's what they're called.
I'm offended.
No, I think that's what they're called.
In about the 1960s. Yeah, 50s, 60s, Todd. Where did that one end? 1969. Oh, here it is. Radio rules. Never use the term fat bar. Ever. You will be off the air. You'll be banned.
John, that's what they're called.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
Oh, my.
I don't think they call them that anymore, Jim.
No. But when you sent people away that couldn't control their,
weight loss facilities?
Yes.
Weight loss clinics?
Right. That's exactly.
Health clinics? Nobody uses that term. That's so derogatory and demeaning. And for you to use that term towards me that's where I should go, I'm offended.
Okay, Fat Farm. Fat camps for adults. 5-star experience at this Fat Farm. It's right here. Right here, Johnny. Yeah, this one's in Appleton. You could go to that. All exclusive weight loss camp. I agree that that's better. I just want to say
no place. You will not find a single entity, a place that calls itself a fat farm.
Premier Fitness Camp.
There you go.
All I'm saying is when I Googled fat farm, came up right away. Nobody said it wasn't blocked. Oh, you can't say this. I think there's some other words.
Well, you can put a lot of stuff in there. It doesn't mean it's right to.
Right.
Award-winning all-inclusive weight loss. What do they do at fat farms? Okay. Let me keep looking
here.
Yeah,
please do. I will pay you an extra $100. If you can find some place that calls itself a professional entity that calls itself a fat farm. And then I will go to it. How's that?
Wow. Fat farm is a...
That's a what, Jim?
No.
It's
weight loss resorts. It's weight loss resorts.
Oh, it's a resort.
Oh, resort.
Resort.
Not a farm.
I happen to call things the way I see them.
Wow. How did I last a year?
How did I last 16?
Oh, my God.
How about fat camp? Will you give me that?
No. You can't. No.
Can't use
fat camp is for you. If you want to be around people with bodies that look like yours, this is an ad, Johnny. I'm reading it. It's called Fat Camp. www.fatcamptreat. Fat Camp Retreat. Fat Camp Retreat. It's Fat Camp Retreat.
All of a sudden, a radio has gone from professional at 6 o'clock to him spelling out words and trying to say sentences.
Oh my God. No, he showed me pictures. Do I look like that?
No.
Jim.
No.
My God.
I didn't think it was that offensive.
We got a text from Todd of Green Bay. He wanted to send you guys something special. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Here it comes. Let me play it for you.
Okay.
You the very best. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
There you go.
Wow. Thank you, Todd. That was very nice.
Yes.
I needed thoughtful. That.
Yes. Me too. Now that we're okay. Well,
you know what? I would go to a camp because I'm probably 40 pounds overweight. For my height versus whatever. But my height's always off. And I always talk about my legs. There's like, I've always won teddy bears at fairs when they try to guess my weight. Because they always think it's less than I am. So, you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. So anyway, we'll give a prize. If anybody can help us out with texting here, what would be a better term for a place I should go to than fat farm that Jim says? Just because I lost the bet with him, even though I almost killed myself with heat prostration yesterday trying to lose as much weight as possible. Yeah.
I'll give you credit for wrestling. The rubber suit, X-lax, whatever.
You know what I ate yesterday? I ate a turkey burger with no bun, just turkey burger.
Wow.
I eat those now instead of hamburgers.
They're
good.
That's a good step.
But they're delicious. And I had those roasted vegetables that I bought from Costco.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah, you like those. Yeah.
That's all I ate.
But I was telling Todd that the reason I don't want to delve into another weight loss program at this time is I like to grill, right?
I know.
And I've got the hot dog bars, where you got the chili and the cheese and onions and relish and all that. I like to do those.
You know what I think put me the edge in the bad way?
Huh.
That soup you gave me.
Yeah, that soup was delicious.
It's like,
he's been sabotaging you this whole time, John.
Who's
been force feeding you food?
No question. But it's so funny yesterday. I'm like, oh man, that was healthy. It's all seafood. What's that? Well, a lot of cream, a lot of butter, bacon.
It's true. You're like, was there bacon in there? Like, yeah. That was the salt, though. I didn't like add
so salt, I retained but... salt, I think, is what happened to
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
could be.
Yeah.
And that's why I tried to sweat it all out yesterday.
John could go to the YMCA. It's walking distance from him. There you go. That's a text from one of our listeners.
I'm not a Y guy.
I'm not a Y.
You know my problem? I end up talking to people too much.
That was why.
That's
the
my number
the downtown one.
One
for
I'll
sure.
run into somebody. Hey, how are you? And then I end up talking more than working out.
She did my job. You go there and complaints about this. I know. Complaints about parking tickets.
I know.
It's like,
you got this text. This day just keeps getting better and better.
I hope so. Can't wow. go really the other way. Yes.
I want to come up with a proper name for, I don't even like to use the term. This is the last time I'm ever going to say these words, fat farm, again, that you use towards me saying that's what I should go to.
I think, yeah. It's all right. Well, all right.
You know what I'd like to do, though? You know what I'd like to do? Jeez. We need a health Mark Houston. Is Mark coming in today?
When's no, Mark coming no, in? Friday no, Friday is his day.
Okay. Here's what we need
no,
to
no,
do.
No, we'll get
we,
this.
No, listen to me. We need to do. Because I, oh, we, this is exactly what we,
my old
no, I'm becoming like him. We need to do either a height weight ratio.
Okay.
Or a BMI index.
Yep.
That's the key.
BMI index.
Yes. BMI index.
That height weight, there's three types of body structure. And so height weight
and
BMI.
My big thighs right. throw me off the skew.
Okay. Because it's like. Come on, Doc. How much taller do I have to get? So, no, let's
to match my weight.
Right.
Yes.
To fit the
I think
chart.
I'd have to be 6'6".
BMI. That's fair.
What do you guys think about that biking challenge, though?
I'm in. I'm all for
I
it.
I like well, that I'm, idea. Yeah,
but
because that's not weight loss. That's no. just exercise.
Yes.
That's cardio.
But I got to get an odometer.
We have to get the same odometer.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You don't even trust me on that?
Nope. Those odometers that you put them on your spoke, right? And it just ticks it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one on my bike. I told you, I had the most tricked out bike. I had the basket, which, because I was an athlete.
And the balloons?
Had the, had the basket, had an odometer, had a light. I was tricked out. And that was cool
tricked
in those days.
Out.
Yeah.
We would not have referred to that as tricked out where I grew up. Well, we may have taken your lunch money.
Joke's on you.
No, I'm okay with that. I don't. The odometer thing, I don't want to use our phones because I don't know if I'd really buy that they can track the distance. But if we get the same odometer, we install them at the exact same time.
Yes.
Okay, I would be okay. I'd be up for that. I would be up for that.
Where to get an odometer thing. From? I haven't seen one of those in a lot of years.
Me either.
Okay. And who's going to install it? I don't know how to install it.
No, me either.
All right.
Maybe you could get the folks from the Bike Collective to help us out. Or something. The Flukies can probably help us.
The Flukies.
Or George.
Flukies.
Right, George. No, George right down here at the Broken Spoke. George, yep. He's a good guy.
I don't know George.
George's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
I like that challenge.
And he should advertise with us, too.
I like the challenge.
Well, maybe he'll advertise and he'll be the sponsor of this challenge between the two of you.
George not only sells great bikes. Or we can go to the Sweet Chills over at, what's the place on Broadway? You know, the doctors own that, those ophthalmologists.
I don't know.
That's very popular.
Okay. Hey,
one of those two guys should sponsor it. But what I like about both those entities, they not only sell bikes, they promote bike activities. George is the one who does that fat tire thing in the winter.
Oh, okay.
He does that. And there's just a lot
of. I would love to do that. Those are expensive, though.
Yeah. Those are.
I mean, you could buy a snowmobile. And have no effort for the same price.
But, okay, so that's what we're going to do. So we can't start this today because we don't have the odometers installed.
Yeah. And I'm going on vacation next week, so I don't want to have.
And I'm cooking brats for probably, I got kids are coming home, and I'm going to have a lot of parties this next couple of weeks. So.
Why don't we start at mid-July,
okay?
And then we'll run it through the end of summer.
I like it.
All right.
I will reach out to George. Okay. I will go see him, not after this show because I got something to do.
But can we also do this, Todd? $50 bet. So I still got to feed the starving kids.
Yep.
You don't care. I know that, Jim.
It's obvious.
So, yeah, very obvious. Former mayor hates starving kids. But anyway, here's what I want to do. When Mark Houston comes in, Mark, if you're listening, can you bring in one of those BMI gauges?
A BMI gauge. Yeah, okay. Do they have such a thing? Hang out, our Labor Day edition of Mino and the Mayor, which is a look back to our anniversary celebration on the 26th of June, continues next.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin?
You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a Labor Day edition of Mino and the Mayor. It's the best of our anniversary show from June 26th. Thanks for tuning in today. Enjoy your day.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on our one-year anniversary show, which has turned out to be a disaster. Well, to be honest. Yeah. Okay, now, Sharon, one of my favorite people, connected. Who's a parking attendant. If you're working, could you come down to our area and take the bags off the parking meters that were installed because of our anniversary show that Jim organized several months ago and forgot to cancel?
Yeah. Sharon or Chris Pierlot, if you're listening, you're the director.
Do you want us to do it? Should we just run out and take them off? Or
I don't know. That's be hard to do. You got to.
Oh, do you?
The clips are.
Oh, no, okay. They're just tied on there or something.
No. Okay. No, they're.
Could you do that? And we apologize.
And then we can let people park. But still, you got 40 minutes because.
Before the meters would kick in.
Right.
Yeah. If you could do that, Sharon.
And if you want to maybe, well, I'll tell you what you could do as an anniversary gift is just leave us a couple of
bags.
For
a couple of weeks.
Then we could park there.
Yeah, leave us a couple of bags. I like that. I think that's a really great idea. You know what I was thinking about yesterday, though? I'm going to be honest. Oh, we got a text here. I would think Jim could get the Department of Public Works to install your odometers. Good point.
That's possible. Mm-hmm. They are good people over there. Mm-hmm. All right.
No, when I was going down the Fox River Trail yesterday.
Yeah. Did you buy a pass? Or you were walking?
I was walking.
Okay, you're walking. Take your bike. Right.
I read the sign. I'd never read the sign before.
Yeah. People don't read signs.
I never read the sign.
You know why they don't read signs?
Why?
Because there's too many of them.
Okay. So anyway, I'm gonna get one, though. I'm going to get a season pass. So I think that'd be great to go in the fall, especially, too. You know,
it's $20.
I mean, I love it. I'd like to. Oh, I shouldn't say it. I'd like to do bad things to those geese.
No.
I know. But they stand there and they just look at you and they won't move.
Wow.
And it's just, and you know what I do when I go by? I go, rah, rah, yeah, rah.
No, they don't care there.
And they won't move. I swear to God, they just look at me.
They're
like,
got an
really?
Attitude.
You want some?
Yeah,
you want some
right.
of this?
You want some of this?
Yeah. And you got to go off the trail to get around them. They won't move. And they open their mouth like they're going to bite you.
Yeah.
They won't move.
They stare you down.
They stare you down. But I try to talk to them in their language.
Yeah.
And they won't move.
Yeah.
I mean, there's goose crap all over the trail. That can't be healthy for anybody, is it? I mean, you get that on your shoes and you get diseases.
But there's, I don't know about that.
Oh,
but
you get diseases from goose crap. I know that. Bad diseases.
Like planter's foot.
Planter warts.
Yeah, warts, whatever you said.
There's a lot of stuff you can get from that. But anyway, what I'm saying is.
What?
I'm going to buy a pass.
Yes, you should. You should. And but we have to work.
I got
to
read this text. You guys had so much content and time to cover a week's worth of shows. How in the bleep did you bomb this show? Give that a bell, Tom.
I know. We did have time. It didn't jump off signs. Could have had special guests, could have had a band, could have had a ping pong ball drop.
Fried cheese curds.
It was all in the makings. But
it's all there for the taking.
All right.
We had the street shut off.
We got part of it done, John.
I can't even imagine. I mean, but when they were out there with the sawhorses, the city bus had to stop.
Yeah.
City bus had to come to a stop.
We had to wave them around.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to take them. All right. Okay. Well, live and learn. All right. So.
No big deal. Live and learn. No big deal. We used to shut down North Washington Street all the time in the mornings during rush hour. Yeah. All the time. Nobody ever complained. I know.
I'm still sweating and because I'm still like nervous about that whole thing.
I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, I mean, they could charge us.
No, they won't.
Dear Mr. That Michaels,
yes,
we're here to inform that due to the actions of Jim Schmidt, we will be fining the radio station.
$10,000. Give us the forward address for Civic Media in Madison, Wisconsin.
I did copy Todd on the email. So yes. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Communication, Johnny. It's the business we're in.
Communication is the business that we're in. Yeah.
Wow. Right. Free degree or disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Who did that song?
I didn't know that was a
something.
Song.
Yeah, it is. That's the thing about love. That's the thing about love. Communication is the you don't know that song?
No.
There's a really popular song in the 70s.
Yeah. Todd would know it. I don't.
The things we do for love. The things we do for love.
Yeah.
Walking in the rain and the snow, and there's no place to go, and you feel like your heart is crying.
It's kind of like you sing it to a different melody. That's why I didn't recognize
it. Well, every song doesn't have to be exactly the same, Jim.
No, I'm just, John.
You know music, you'd know that things, you know,
that's not
things get changed once in a while.
I'm saying, when you sing it, they get changed. Okay, what do we want to do here? So we've been on a year.
Yeah.
And one of our great advertisers is Pello.
Yeah,
and the way that happened, I've told you this story before, but I was at a party on July 4th.
I was at a party once.
Pool party. And
I've never been to a pool party, though.
It's a great party, and it's an annual thing. Okay. And Mike Kalowertz was there, and he says, what are you doing now? And I said, hey, get this. Last week started a radio show with John Mino. Oh, yeah, he's awesome. I'm like, well, no, I don't know about that. But I did start a radio show with John Mino. He says, look, send us some advertising information because I like both you guys. Mm-hmm. And they've been a great
sponsors,
sponsor.
Great sponsors.
Really, they have
fantastic.
Been. And a couple reasons. One is he does like you and me. But I've also been a huge fan of their product since, oh, my God, I can't believe how 20 years ago. But we've had those guys in those old houses to fix up. Are not cheap, right? So you kind of maybe two or three windows a year. It's hard to do all 20 windows in 1 year. You'd have to take out a pretty good size loan for that. So anyway, we've worked with Pella, and then they did our doors and our windows, and then our third floor, because we live in an old house, they put the arches on the windows.
Nice.
That is not, you can't buy that.
That's not custom.
At Menards. Couldn't. And they came in and they really designed it, really, and you've been over there, but
once.
It's just whatever. But you know, to do arched windows fits the neighborhood, and they did that. They're the ones who came and said, "Look, you want to make these windows arch?" I'm like, "Do I? Absolutely!" And they showed us some drawings and said, "We could do this, you could do that, wood, you could do vinyl, which we wouldn't do, and then wood, which we did do." And we really it added a lot to our house. We didn't do it because it was a great investment, but it did help the value of our house, I'm sure. But we're not going anywhere.
Hey, Todd. You know, we're talking about the one time I went to his house for his Christmas party.
Yeah, the one time I was there.
Yeah,
sure.
One time he was really nice. He let me park my car over there.
Yeah.
That's right.
And Donna's the nicest person in the world.
Oh,
nicest person in the world.
And Jim, I like you and I love you as a brother, but I don't know how you ended up with that.
She's so nice. Most calm person.
People
just
say that.
Reasonable, just nice and just.
Oh my gosh, she is an angel.
Yeah.
And anyway.
People say that.
So anyway. And she's like, hey, say hello to Jim. He's inside. I got to go. So I go up and I ring the doorbell, no answer, knock on the door. I hear Milton there. And I hear him go, shh, shh, shh.
Not true.
Swear to God, true story. And that reminds me of the time. You know what that reminded me of?
I was sleeping.
You know what that reminded me of, Todd? It reminded me of the time when on Halloween, it was during a Packer game, and I was living in Alloway, and they used to do it on like Sunday afternoons at like 3.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay? And I ran out of candy. Well, I'm not going to go to the store to get during a Packer game.
Right.
So my basement, you know, it was in my basement type thing with the window. And I had the Packer game on, and kids were, you know, ringing the bell, trick or treat. And I heard a kid was looking at me and goes, the TV's on. Somebody must be home. This is no lie. I got down. I like low crawled like an army guy and got behind the couch. And I was peeking around the couch to watch the game because these kids got their faces up to my window. They're knocking. Mr. Mino!
I think he's
there. I can see the TV on.
Yeah,
Mr. Mino, trick or treat. And I'm laying behind the couch trying to watch the game. That's what it reminded me of when I knocked in your door that day to see if you wanted to have a cup of coffee.
I'm not even sure of the two of you at this point. I'm not even sure which one's more screwed up after this morning with Jim. And now that story about
I just got a text from one of my all-time great listeners. Meet Mama, we used to call her. She said, I laughed on my way to work. Reminds me of the good old days when you did your show for an anniversary show outside your old station and you had your old boat. the fossil delivered.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember I told you guys I had a boat? Yeah. I had a boat. It was a wooden boat. It was a beautiful boat. I loved that boat.
All right.
I guess then our quick break. Mal Kors are in the house. Back after this. It's the only way to live in
cars. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It really does feel like we're the center of the presidential election here in the Badger State. This week, we had a visit from President Donald Trump in La Crosse, and then his running mate for Vice President J.D. Vance was in De Pere, and then the Democrats will be back here next week. Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee on Monday, and President Joe Biden will be in southwestern Wisconsin on Tuesday. And expect some heavier traffic this weekend, of course. Domestic travel is expected to be 9% higher than it was last year. And a gallon of gas is 34 cents cheaper than last year, too. AAA says the busiest times on the road are Friday afternoon. Luckily, that's behind us now. And all day Monday, so just be ready to be patient. Airports are also expected to be swamped. Enjoy, and wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, please be safe on this long weekend. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
This is news from WISS and WGBW. Austin Straubel Airport expects a lot of travelers this holiday weekend. Airport officials tell Channel 2 the weather should not impact travel, but people should check their flight schedules for cancellations and delays. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation expects periods of heavy traffic on the roads. The busiest time should be this afternoon and all day Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends checking 511wi.gov. An Amaro man is sentenced to 30 years in prison for killing his girlfriend last year. He's also ordered to pay more than $27,000 in restitution and spend 20 years under supervision. Joseph Olvera avoided a mandatory life prison term by pleading no contest to first-degree reckless homicide. Joanna Schultz was killed on March 11th of 2023. The criminal complaint says Olvera called police to report the death and indicated he planned to kill himself. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. America has been wondering why Pamela Anderson took a powder when it came to appearing in the four-episode docuseries After Baywatch. Well, not all of America, but some of America. Okay, a few people. Despite being prominently featured in one of the episodes that actually credits her with making the show a success thanks to her infamous sex tape with her husband at the time, Tommy Lee, she said no thanks. Anderson says when the sex tape came out, she was mortified and to this day still has not watched it. The studio reportedly was going to fire Anderson to protect the show until it actually made ratings skyrocket. It's called show business, folks. After Baywatch is currently available to stream on Hulu. Someone is using the image and likeness of Hollywood icon Tom Hanks to sell wonder drugs and cure-alls on the internet. Hanks appeared in a public service announcement to let people know that it is AI and he would never try to sell people something that was fraudulent, except for the man with one red shoe.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be a really nice Labor Day today. Mostly sunny, 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Labor Day edition of the show. We'll look back at Wisconsin history and Labor Day. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's Labor Day. Mino and the mayor have the day off today. We hope you have the day off as well. We're reminiscing about our anniversary show from June 26th of this summer. Lots of things fell off the rails. Lots of great comments from listeners and great guests, too. Join us as we listen back on Mino and the Mayor.
So I got the mail course here. We just got back from Alaska.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was doing my fundraising thing where I was going to bring bottles to Michigan.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys bring in a bottle of Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Which is really, really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Okay. Remember when you and I were talking that our families are from the same area in Italy?
Yeah.
Do you remember where I told you my mom was from?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you. Okay. Bergamo.
Okay. Yeah.
Where's that Pellegrino you mean? Look at the label. Check out the label.
See, now I got to get on my cheaters. This isn't good radio. It's,
I know.
I got to get my cheaters.
Right
oh,
there.
Yes. Yes.
Look at that.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Huh.
Bergamo, Italy is where it's made. Huh. And that's where mom's from.
It's the source.
Yeah. And here we're both looking up Bergamo. Yeah.
Look at that.
How funny is that?
Huh. Who knew? You should buy stock.
They always tell you. How you guys doing?
Buy local. We're doing good.
Did you hear about our dilemmas today?
Yes.
I did.
We saw the pictures. Well, happy anniversary, by the way.
Thanks.
Yes. It's been,
got some good text here. Thank you for the best morning show. I look forward to listening every day. You guys are the best. Happy 1 year. Another text. Wasn't the fossil loaded with Schlitz and beef jerky sticks? Yeah. So I've always wanted a boat.
Sure.
And there's nothing I enjoy. It's just like with cars, the older, the better. You know, you just love the class. So a guy gave me a boat. In fact, I think his son or daughter was in our daughter's classes over at the school at Notre Dame and stuff. But anyway, here's the deal. It was this beautiful wooden boat.
Sure.
Chris Craft, would it be a Craftsman or Chris Craft? It was like from the Ford. It actually had the flag in the back was a 48-star flag.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Beautiful.
What was the engine?
It's my dream. I don't know. It was inboard, though. Or outboard, one of the two. But anyway. I don't know.
Did it ever hit the water?
It's one of those squirrel cage designs.
Here's the deal. The guy said it's been on dry dock for quite some time. So you need to kind of restore it. A lot of sand it all down. You might have to caulk some things or whatever, you know, all those kind of things. I'm like, great, that's a great winter project, but it won't fit my garage.
Yeah.
So a guy said, hey, you want me to store it for you? And I'm like, yeah. Never, don't know what happened. All of a sudden, somebody told my daughter or something, said, hey, my friend so-and-so had said the boat's awesome. It's going up and down the Fox. So somebody basically commandeered my boat. But I was going to use
it's
it
like
for
a
my-
pirate.
Yeah. I was going to use it for my radio show. And yes, we were going to load it with Schlitz beer and beef jerky. And that was going to be our whole cruise.
Sounds like a horrible next morning.
I was going to have sunset cruises on my boat, the Fossil. My buddy Nick, he even wrote a song about it to the tune of Edmund Fitzgerald. which got some controversy. But anyway, I still remember the classic line.
I think I go back to, did it hit the water? Did it float?
Yeah. The line I remember most was, the searchers all say it would have made Eshwabame if they'd put just 1 mile behind her.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So somebody remembers the boat, the fossil.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, and it always makes a good morning show when things like that happen.
Oh,
right?
My Lord. But when we saw, I mean, Todd and I both looked at each other, and it wasn't like a funny thing. It was like, oh, no.
I know.
I mean, we were like, we came, it's so funny this morning. I'm walking in down the sidewalk, and there's Jim going that way, heading north. He's like, where's he going? It's like, and I'm like, was that Jim? And then he waved, and then he turns around. I said, what are you doing? I said, you're going north. He goes, the parking meters are all shut off. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going on. He says, because we're anniversary show. I forgot to tell him not to do it.
Well, I think they still have covers on them.
I know.
They
do.
We just walked by them.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll fix it.
We'll fix it. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Indiana Malcor, how you doing?
We're doing good.
I know you went to Alaska, but you got some sun in Alaska.
I know. Well, that's what Todd said.
Yeah.
We did hike. We did
We did. Okay.
Yeah,
we did a lot of hiking.
We went to Glacier Lake. I mean, honestly, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. The whole state should be a state park.
See, like I said, I was there twice for basketball tournaments.
Sure.
And you don't really get a chance. But I was in Anchorage and what's the further one? It's called the Top of the World Classic. Fairbanks.
Oh, okay, sure.
And I thought the same thing. It's like, if I ever did this again, I mean, what you want, but it's like, I would have wanted to stay an extra week. Okay, tournament's over, and then explore.
Yeah.
Because, and even like my hotel room, I'm looking out, and there's this big, huge snow-covered mountain.
Yeah.
And these, you know, these little planes, and I've always wanted to be a bush pilot.
Sure.
I've always wanted to be a bush pilot.
These little bush, it's crazy.
And I thought, my God, is this nice?
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance, and you guys had a chance to explore it.
Yeah.
You looked out the window and saw that snow-covered mountain, that was probably Mount Delaney, which is the tallest mountain in the United States.
Might have been.
Yeah. It was.
Okay.
It was.
Yeah. It was big.
It's the tallest.
Was that Mount Everest? Is that what you said?
No, it's actually Mount McKinley.
Oh.
No, it's not.
It got renamed. It got renamed back to Denali.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
It was Mount McKinley for a while and then got renamed back to its original
name.
Yeah, which was Denali. Yes.
What did McKinley do that he lost it? I thought he was a good guy, wasn't he?
It's an article he said some stuff about.
But a fat farmer? Did you hear that one today?
No.
Oh, so, okay. So yesterday, I don't know if you follow me on Facebook. I did a thing. So we had 100.
Is it bad if I say no?
No. That...
I think more highly of you.
I'm sure it would be
pretty unanimous.
So here's the deal. We had today's our 1 year anniversary.
Yes.
So we had a $100 bet on who would lose the most weight in 1 year.
Because we weighed in last year on our first day of work.
And he wrote it down.
I wrote it down. It's in my book.
Yeah. I would imagine you guys did exceptional at this.
Phenomenal. So anyway. Well, it hasn't been a good summer
Ben,
for
though,
me.
Tell Ben, though, that we started. First, it was like a 2 month. And it was like whoever lost the most weight. Was it a 1 month? Was it a 1 month?
I don't
remember. No, it was 1 month. It was 1 month. Whoever lost the most weight had to pay the other guy's charity $100. Sure.
So mine was to feed the starving children, which is something I think is important.
A great
and
cause.
Jim was, I was like, they got I enough. Do a they're homeless shelter. They're fine.
That's not true. Homeless shelter. So what happened? And we had to go to legal consulting on this one.
Wow.
So we weighed in. Johnny and I weighed in. It's the same weight. And not the same weight. We weighed in. And then 30 days later, it was like whoever lost the most weight had to pay the other person's charity $100. Fine. So we weighed in. And Johnny gained 4 pounds. And
no, I didn't.
And I gained 6. All I know is we both gained weight. So I said the bet was null and void.
After the first 2 months. Yeah. But don't you see. Here's the deal.
You guys were playing the long game.
Hey, Donald Trump, quiet. We're having a debate here. Mute his mic.
Oh, no.
So anyway, here's the deal. So yes, it was 2 months, okay?
Yeah.
And we did weigh in. And I did gain 4 pounds.
Sure.
He gained 6. I still think I won the bet.
And I didn't. No. Null and void. You guys are realtors. You're realtors.
Did the contract say? Is it written?
Whoever loses the most weight. Johnny, I don't know why you keep fighting.
But I gained less than him.
Yeah, you
That's
gained
not
less.
That wasn't
yeah.
the bet. That wasn't
so
the bet.
I'm
going to go with you, Jim, on this one.
Agreed.
Because we sat at the Christmas party across on a table from us was a lawyer. And we asked him, and he's like, there's nobody won that bet because
it's worded. It can't be banked.
He was actually a judge.
Realtors in your contract.
You know there's a workout facility right here.
Don't even get me started. So anyway, so here's the deal. So then we extend it to the 1 year anniversary.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were going to have this big show in his mind. He was going to have a helicopter flying over, dropping ping pong.
I booked a band.
The street had a band.
I did.
Food vendors.
I did.
Everything.
Okay. Food vendors, a band.
Wow.
So anyway, so today was going to be a win. So I haven't had a great summer, even though I bought a bike. But you heard what happened
in
that,
bought
right?
It last week.
I saw your post about the storms. You were going to go out.
Yeah, but
and
I
then,
couldn't.
Yeah,
of the
you couldn't because yeah. of the
but
storm.
No, but I bought. 20 years I've been talking. I got to buy a bike. 20 years. Yeah. I go down from the what's it called? The cooperative? Bike cooperative?
Collective, right?
Collective.
Like the Green Bay Bike
bought
Collective.
Bought a used bike, but a real cool bike. Yeah. Like a mountain bike. Took it out the first day. My thighs were pretty sore. Because, remember.
Sure.
So I'm going out the next day. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to go a lot of miles.
Yeah.
I get stopped by park rangers and get a ticket.
I didn't buy
a pass.
On the Fox River Trail?
Yeah.
It's free in the city. That's the county that finds
sure.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. When you get out there.
I know. So anyway, you went too far.
You were too eager.
So that was going to be my weight loss thing.
Yeah.
So here we are yesterday. It's like, oh my God. I checked my skill at home. It's like, I got it. Okay. So heat index was 98 degrees yesterday. We had, what's your buddy's name from Western that we had on yesterday?
Tad.
And we're talking, he was a wrestler, and Jim was, and we're talking about all the ways wrestlers used to go crazy to make
weight. Water weight.
So what did I do? I went out yesterday, 1 hour and 47 minutes in the heat of the day, walked 12,400 steps.
Wow.
Okay.
He did.
When I, this is no lie. I mean, it's all water weight. I know that, but that's what wrestlers, doesn't matter.
Sure.
What
your sure. Weight.
When I stepped on my scale and I was naked, so it wasn't like whatever. Well, no, but I'm just saying it
I just hate when he says that.
I
just,
know.
So no, but it's true.
I feel like that's TMI.
You know how I win the bet? When he tells me that story, I throw up. So I, I'm just saying it was going to be legitimate because after you do it, and if you go in your sweaty clothes, that's like an extra 4 pounds.
You're right. You're right.
Absolutely. And when you make weight, 1 pound, half a pound could be the difference between you wrestle or you don't wrestle.
Yeah, you were like a UFC fighter.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Weighing in.
So when I got on the scale right before I went, I was 230 pounds.
Okay? Sure.
When I got back, I was 225.5.
Wow.
Oh, 4.5 pounds of water weight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm thinking, I got this.
Yeah.
I hardly ate anything last night, didn't drink anything except water, the whole thing. What?
No, I just, you're right. I keep going.
So we come in and I still lose the bet.
So, by just a little bit.
I mean, right? And I think the whole time, Mark Hewson, who comes on all the time from Bell and Sports Medicine, was talking about how dangerous heat index can be.
Oh,
and
you
can,
absolutely.
You know, you're frying your insides, your body. And I was thinking, I know I'm frying the insides of my body.
Risk is life.
But I'm losing weight. And I like to think, I was thinking, when you got a big, big fatty steak in the grill and you see that fat just kind of ooze out and then just sizzle. That's what I felt like I was doing to myself. In a good way.
Yeah.
And I still lost the bet.
I was feeling it too. We were on stage at home yesterday and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, just everything sticking to you.
Yeah. That was a hot, humid day yesterday.
Yeah. Humidity.
But that's why I did it. I wore a black t-shirt to sweat more and the whole thing.
But what did you learn from that, Johnny? It's temporary. You need to go on
All I needed to do, Jim. Todd, what did I say as soon as I came in here this morning?
He wouldn't even drink coffee.
I'm like, I'm never going to have a cup of coffee or anything yet because I want to weigh in beforehand. So I felt like a wrestler who's trying to make weight, and if I'm a pounder,
Anyway, so we've extended the bet now because, Johnny's got to give New Community Shelter $100, which is great.
And the kids will keep starving, which is fine. In Jim's opinion.
I love that charity. I've worked with that charity. I have worked it with that charity. So we've extended the bet. And somebody sent in, we asked our listeners, what's the next bet? Then they said, who can bike the furthest in the next 60 days? And I think that's a cool bet.
Yeah.
But what we have to do is we're going to talk to George at Broken Spoke or those Schmichel Brothers.
Or the Flukies. Or
the Flukies or whatever. Says somebody to put.
We got to get odometers installed.
On our bikes.
Yeah.
I think both of you are wishing for rain.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true.
Oh, but no, here's the part, though. Here's the part that's so horrible.
On what?
So I said, there needs to be an asterisk next to that bet that we had because he hired a professional personal trainer.
Oh, I do. I go there 3 times a week. I go 10 o'clock and Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
John could have hired. He
Oh, yes, thank you, Todd. And he cooks like these high-carb things for me. Yesterday, he gave me his big thing of spaghetti and rolls.
Oh, yeah.
But he gave me this soup. He gave me this soup. He made you some homemade seafood soup.
Seafood bisque.
Seafood bisque. And it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, this is so, look at me, health-wise, this is great. I go, what was in there? It was really tasty. He goes, a lot of cream, a lot of butter, a lot of bacon.
I like that it was a bisque. He does it right. Well, we were just saying, the last time we were here, I think there was breakfast cookies, and I was going to bring some breakfast brownies, but then totally forgot.
Well, today I eat them, But here's the deal, though. So here, this is the most offensive part of the day. Jeez. Not closing off Washington Street. That's not the most offensive. He says, when I said about you got a person, he goes, you can do that. Just go to the fat farm. When's the last time you heard the term fat farm?
It's been a while.
I don't even think that's politically correct.
No.
Thank you. We got to start a break.
You guys know me. I call it the way I see it.
Okay, we got to start a break. The Malcor's in the house. We might talk real estate.
Thanks for listening to the Labor Day edition of Mino and the Mayor. Of course, this is a rebroadcast of our anniversary show of June 26th. And we're bringing it to you because some great stuff happened on that day. We had some great guests, too. And it's wrapping up summer unofficially on this Labor Day. So looking ahead, what do we have planned in the next several months on Mino and the Mayor? Well, we've got great guests coming up. We know that. Halloween's just around the corner. Will we have a special Halloween show? We have discussed that. What about Veterans Day again this year? We did a special broadcast last year from the Duck Creek VFW for their Veterans Breakfast. Will we do that again this year? We'd love to. And then Christmas is right around the corner, too. So as we unofficially wrap up summer, we want to say thank you for listening to Mino and the Mayor. Make sure and tell a friend. And we'll be back tomorrow morning bright and early, 6 a.m. on WGBW and WISS. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, Labor Day edition. The guys have the day off. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning, starting at 6 o'clock. Actually, I won't. I'm going to be on vacation this week, so Con will be in tomorrow morning. Now more Mino and the Mayor from our anniversary special on June 26th.
Hey, welcome back. It's a segment devoted to real estate, moving with the Malcors, Ben and Deanna Malcor. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Oh, our pleasure.
You bet.
But I will say this, you brought in some great replacements.
Oh, thank you.
They were all great.
We enjoyed that. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
good.
Bastons are amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So and is Rochelle.
I know.
Right. She was great.
She's our Southern Belle.
She was great. You guys, the people you brought in were awesome.
Yeah. Good. Yes.
In real estate, we actually, you know, Johnny and I are both realtors, but we even learned something from, how important that is. And, real estate is more than just a transaction of, as a matter of fact, I was out with somebody. They said, God, I wish I would have listened to your show before I bought my house. He did. I was at St. Brendan's with somebody last week, and he had said that. But there's just so much more to it than just the transaction of buy, sell. It's the inspection. It's the financing opportunities. It's everything.
Yeah.
Staging. I know you were doing that yesterday when I called. And there's just a lot more to real estate than just putting a sign in for
now. And she mentioned to the break, you're talking about, we're talking about the heat index.
Yeah.
Is there anything hotter than a house that that's been vacant for like a few weeks this time of year when it's been closed up?
Yeah. No
it's
air circulating.
Right.
And I'll never forget my worst day in real estate, little house over here on the west side, and it had been closed up, and a lady had lived there, and it was just this kind of weather, okay? And we had to get, it smelled so bad of cat urine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the couch that was in there, just terrible.
Yeah.
But she must have got it put in when she put in this big bay window or something.
Okay.
It literally, and I used to work part-time as a mover when I was in, you know, so I kind of know some of the, how impossible to get out. We had to take a handsaw and cut that thing in half.
Oh, she, okay, yeah.
Yeah. We had to cut it in half. It had to be 110 degrees in that house. Oh. This little house had been closed up for like a month and reeked so bad.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of that smell.
No not until you strip out, the drapes, the carpet, the furniture, and sometimes repaint. Even paint the wall.
Sometimes they don't notice it.
They don't.
Oh my gosh.
So we could never have showed that house if we didn't do all that.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the things that people think real estate, oh my gosh, that's going to be the greatest job. They don't know the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
God. Hours and hours.
That's when we were on staging and putting everything back into the warehouse yesterday and kind of getting these couches on top of couches to stack. And the lady that I was doing it with was another realtor. And Nikki said, I should take our pictures because people have no idea.
We're both just
sweat from head to toe.
Because people only see the pristine aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. It was not pretty whatsoever. But they do. Now we have, this is totally kind of somewhat off topic, but is it the ozone machine? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we've got an ozonator.
Yeah, so, some of those homes that have kind of a, if they smoke in the home, they had pets, cats. Cats are sometimes a little bit, that's a little harder to get rid of. But we have a machine.
Can I ask you something? Because I've never had a cat. Don't they pee in their litter boxes? Or do they just do it anywhere they want?
From the smell? I think they do it anyway.
Right? You're going to get some...
No.
Okay. I'm mildly afraid of cats.
Use the box here. Use the box. Yeah. Come on.
They pretty much do what they will.
I think they know they rule. They got an attitude.
No.
What are you going to do?
Dogs go outside. Yeah. Which is where.
But this machine we can put in there for like 24 hours, I think. You can't. Nobody can be in the house.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah.
You shouldn't breathe it.
Yeah. So you shouldn't breathe while.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
No, we use those for smoke. Yeah. We couldn't have animals in these. I used to sell some condos, but the smoke, people, and you can do a lot, like you said, you know, you can wash the drapes, but it still gets in there. And those machines are worth it, but it's 24 hours. Nobody can go in there.
No.
It must be a pretty heavy chemical, but once you do it, it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think it, you know, back to like the smell with the carpets, and it's in the carpet. Until you take sometimes the subfloors, the drapes, the paint, you've got to repaint, seal that up.
I remember we bought our first house in Alloway. Very nice lady lived there, the whole thing, whatever. And, you know, put in the offer, got accepted, all excited, and she moved out. And we go there, and she'd had all of her pictures up still and everything. And now, all of a sudden, you have the square because you're such a heavy smoker, but you didn't realize. You just thought that was the color of the paint,
right?
Yeah.
It's like,
Wasn't there a comedian that kind of did that with the Blockbuster? Like, you can just see, they've taken the sign
still
down.
Spelled in filth.
Homes can get like that. It's amazing how fast that
happens. I saw a good thing. I'm on that thing from, you know, whatever things you get on the internet all the time, the notices from real estate and everything like that. I still get that. But one of the things a guy said that was pretty good, he said he'd been in business, I think, 36 years. And he said, you want to know one thing I've learned about real estate? He said, it's like the ocean. Sit and watch the waves come in, and that's what's going to happen now. And then the waves go out, and it all changes. And he said, that's the way real estate, people are getting so squirrely about, I'll never be able to buy a house. And the rates are so terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, just ride it out, right?
Ride it out. Yeah. Everything changes. I mean, I think that's universal. For everything.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean,
it's the long game. It's like investing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, for sure. So, and it's, you know, home prices they'll probably always tick up. I mean, I think they can sit flat in a bad market for a while.
Sure.
I mean, hopefully we never get back to like 2007, 2008. But, you know, interest rates, they go up and down.
Absolutely.
You can always refinance.
And you always said in election year, things could happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much going on this
year. Right. So many moving parts.
It's going to get crazy.
What's going on? You tell me. Your show right here.
I know, right? Do we... Real estate.
Let's talk real estate. Ben and Dan Malcolm.
We got a whole 3 minutes.
Thanks for being here.
We'll sum up what we were going to talk about really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get
a lot of people who, not that they're thinking of selling right away, but down the road, or maybe buyers that they're just closing on a house. They know they want to do some updates to it while they live in it. What are kind of the best updates that you're going to get your money out?
Perfect.
Going forward.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to start?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the one of the big ones is the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's ironic because we spend less and less time as Americans because we're so busy in the kitchen or at work and whatnot. So we don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. But yeah, the kitchen is a big one.
But we have big plans too.
Everybody does.
Yeah,
I
right?
don't know. Really, is that true? I just love the kitchen.
You know what?
And my kids,
you're right.
We chill in the kitchen.
Every party
it's a gathering place.
Yeah, even when our kids come over, we sit in the kitchen.
And we like to cook as a family. I like to cook, but you know, if you're doing, I just think to get the kids involved, it's just fun. We talk, and I'm surprised the kitchen would. I would put a lot of money into my kitchen in my next house.
You know what? The kitchen is one of the few places probably that you're going to get your money out.
Yeah.
You know, if you're putting in high-end appliances, people love that. They love granite or hard surfaces, whether it's quartz, granite. They love backsplashes. New, if your cabinets are old but really nice, just have them resurfaced, whether it's restained, repainted, whatever it is.
And that is one thing that can date a home really, really quickly when you walk in is the countertops and the cabinets in particular.
And the hardware
and
on
kitchen.
Them.
Right. But boy, people look at the kitchen.
Oh, it's
they do.
one of the first things.
Right?
Yeah. Because you immediately are dreaming of all the people you're going to have over.
Right.
You're going to entertain. Yeah. Your family's going to be there. Christmas is going to be there.
You just mentioned something that people overlook. The hardware.
Yeah.
On cabinets can make such a difference.
Huge.
I mean, I've seen where people like just kind of, you know, classy things up a little bit. All they did was change the hardware and it gave the cabinets a different look.
Sometimes it's just changing the hardware and the pendant lighting.
All right. You guys stick around?
We used up
a little bit of your time here. Stick around. Malachar is in here. Ben and Deanna back right after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.